My first football, my mother, father saved 25 coffee bags, and they send away and my first football. And I must have had that thing for 5 years and patched it up, holes in it. And we were able to play on the streets in those days because there was no traffic. And then, of course, when we played on grass, Lehigh University was only like 2 blocks away from my home from where we lived. And we used to scale the fence, and we played on the grass, and boy, that was fun. I don't think I was bigger than some of these guys, but, you know, I grew up on these street corners and all, and we had gangs, and it was a lot of fist fights. So I was a big, tough son of a gun, you know. And that's the way I went out and just figured that's the way I'm going to play football. You know, I just line up and, come on, I'll kill you. Come on, come on. That's the way I would go.
Here's Chuck Bednarik, Pennsylvania's All-American setter. His exploits on the field are well known, and the Eagles are counting on him. So fans, you'd better plan to get your season tickets now.
You know, I figure, okay, I'm a good football player and all, but the first choice was bonus pick, and they were lucky. They got a bonus pick, and they picked me, and that's how I got with the Eagles. Otherwise, hey, I may be living in St. Louis now or Chicago or whatever.
And things are not finished yet. Jack Del Bello passes, and again, Chuck Bednarik jolts the Colts with an interception. Bednarik races 26 yards to score the first touchdown of his pro career. This caps off a very successful afternoon for the Philadelphians as they clobber the Colts 45-14.
You know, in the meantime, while I was playing ball, after practice, I went out and worked, and I was selling concrete for a big company in Philadelphia, Warner Company, and that's how I got my nickname, Concrete Charlie. This guy said he's as tough as the concrete that he sells. New York, remember, the most famous city in the United States. Everything happens in New York. He was running full speed, and when two trucks or whatever it meet head on fast, somebody's got to go. And when I hit him up there, his head snapped and he went down and he was out. Yeah, Frank, you made me famous, just like you said.
Franklin Field in Philadelphia, one of the finest football stadiums in the country, is the arena for this world championship struggle between the kingpins of the National Football League's Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Green Bay Packers, rulers of the Western Conference. Two of the league's best linemen, Jim Ringo, captain and center of the Packers, and Chuck Bednarik, Eagles captain, get together before the kickoff. Bednarik will play both ways.
The best part of my career was stopping Jim Taylor of the Green Bay Packers on the 9-yard line in 1960.
Taylor brings the crowd to its feet as he nearly gets loose, but Chuck Bednarik grabs him on the 10, and that's the end of the line. The Philadelphia Eagles have won the World Championship of Professional Football.
And he was squirming, and I saw the clock. And then when I saw it go zero, I said, you can get up now. This game is over. I jumped up like crazy. That's a great honor. You know, in those days, most of the guys were playing offense and defense or good quarterbacks and so forth. And it was the biggest honor, I think.
Jack Del Bello throws, but the toss boomerangs when big Chuck Bednarik, the Eagles all-pro center, intercepts. Bednarik makes like a halfback as he returns all the way to the Baltimore 4.
I love performing for the Philadelphia people, yes, because, like I say, those first 4 years really did it. That was the foundation. And then to spend 14 more years with the Eagles, I'm glad that everything the way it happened. Thank God.
Another Pittsburgh drive is cut short by a brilliant defensive play. Big Chuck Bednarik clutches a Jim Finks pass under his arm and barrels back to the Eagle 44.
I just hope they remember Concrete Charlie Bednarik. And in my opinion, he was the best. That's how I want them to remember me.